to Landscaping Bureau 436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown with you on Friday night. It is Brenham Cup basketball here on the radio. And tonight the Brenham Cubs taking on the Huntsville Hornets in an important District 17 5A game. And right now as we look at the standings coming into tonight, Huntsville is the district front runner. And Huntsville with a 6-1 overall record. Our 6-1 district record. They're 10 and 12 overall. Brenham 18-10 overall, and they have climbed up to fourth place in the district with a 4-3 district record. Brenham currently on a 4-game winning streak. It's amazing because they started district play. They were 0-3, and looking like they may have a short season this year. But then now they have stormed back and racked up 4 wins in a row, trying to make it 5 here tonight. And they wanted to owe Huntsville some payback when they went over to Huntsville's gym. Huntsville ended up winning that game. I believe it was a 60-47 final score. And I know afterwards heard a little rumbling on that about the officiating played a part in that. Don't know, wasn't there, but that was one of the things I heard about the game. And so on their home court tonight, let's see what the Cubs can do here against the Hornets. We'll take a look at how the district's shaping up right now. As we said, Huntsville is number one. Lake Creek and A&M Consolidated are tied for number two. They're both 5-2 in district. Cubs are in fourth place at 4-3. Remember, the top four teams from each district go to the playoffs. Montgomery currently sitting in fifth place at 3-4. And then you got College Station is sixth with a 1-6 record. And Brian Rutter bringing up the rear at 0-6. And so an important game here for the Cubs tonight. They win this one. That moves them a step closer. So definitely looking forward to seeing how this one transpires tonight. A very important game. And also keeping track. So lots of sports going on around the area tonight. Cubs are at home against Huntsville. Brenham Cubettes are on the road at Huntsville tonight. And then also the soccer teams in action this evening against Huntsville. The ladies are here and the guys are over in Huntsville. And then Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers tonight. They got a doubleheader against Iola. And the girls' game is going on right now. The guys should be getting started around 7:30. But plenty of good stuff coming. And then tomorrow, Blinn Buccaneers, the Buccaneer women are going to be hosting Panola College at the Cruzy Center. Hosting Tyler at 2 o'clock. The men are on the road at Panola at 4 o'clock. And then baseball and softball tomorrow, the Brenham Cubettes are going to be traveling to Bridgeland for a 3-team scrimmage. Now, they're going to have the junior varsity, the Cubett junior varsity playing Bridgeland junior varsity, and that'll be the first scrimmage. That'll be at 12:15. Then it'll be the Cubett varsity and the Bridgeland varsity at 1:30. And then the Cubett varsity against Klein High School, and that'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that's over Bridgeland High School. And meanwhile, the Brenham Cub baseball teams are having their first scrimmages tomorrow. And Cub varsity is going to be at Magnolia West for 12 noon start. Meanwhile, the JV and sophomore teams are going to be here against Magnolia West. The JV will play at Fireman's Park, and the sophomore team will be over at Henderson Park. So, if you get a chance, get out. You'll see some baseball tomorrow. It'll be on the cool side, so hopefully they'll have a big thing of hot chocolate for the fans in attendance over at the concession stands. Meanwhile, we are getting ready, not ready for the start of tonight's game. And but first, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, as we come back here, and we're just about ready for the start of tonight's game with the national anthem and the player intros. In the meantime, want to make mention the JV game, and it was the Huntsville JV just getting past the Brenham JV. Brenham JV led for most of the game, and then Huntsville managed to pull it out in the final few minutes. And so now we are waiting for the start of this one. Cubs coached by head coach Colby Andrews and Jay Oliphant, the longtime head coach of the Hornets. He was actually, I remember him, he was actually a player and then for the Hornets and then went to Sam Houston, played for them, and now here he is, the head coach of his own high school team. So if you talk about it, if there's anybody, Mr. Huntsville, it would have to be Jay Oliphant. And there was the whistle, and so players from the sidelines. Now we're about ready to get it underway. Huntsville dressed out tonight in the Hunter Green jerseys with black letters and numbers with white trim. And Cubs dressed in their home white uniforms with green letters and numbers. And here we go.
Welcome to the campus of Brenham High School. Pretty nice matchup between the Huntsville Hornets and your Brenham Cubs! Join America, please stand and join in the singing of our national anthem. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're pleased to welcome you today to Brenham High School. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize the judgment call by officials, coaches, and themselves for made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments during the day. BISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope you will enjoy the game, however, and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now, let's meet the players of tonight's game. Starters for the visiting Huntsville Hornets. 6 foot junior, number 0, Jordan Ennis. 6 foot junior, number 5, Colin Cole. 6'3 junior, number 10, Chris Pisano. 6 foot senior, number 20, Brett Butler. And 6'4 junior, number 25, Jordan Oliphant. Hornets are coached by Dave Oliphant, Tori Oliphant, Brennan Tibbs, and Darian Sanford. And now, let's put your hands together for those Brenham Hornets. 6 foot junior, number 1, Leroy Gigi Sajee. 6 foot junior, number 11,
All right, and we are ready to go. And for the Cubs, it'll be Traylon Kelly jumping center. And let's see who's he against. And he'll be matched up with Chris Russano. A little bit different look for Coach Colby Andrews. With the starting line, Dawad Majid, Quincy Adams, Jaden Hebert, Traylon Kelly, and Roderick Martin. And that one knocked out of bounds. Huntsville had won the tip, but knocked it out of bounds as they were going toward the basket. So now it's Cub basketball. And bringing up the ball up the court is Jaden Hebert. And we get a foul right away, and that's on Chris Russano. As you're looking at your radio dial, Brenham is going right to left, Huntsville left to right. And Kelly with the inbound pass to Quincy Adams. Adams over to Hebert. Hebert being double-teamed back out to Adams. Adams drives the lane, gives it to Kelly, and Kelly puts up a shot, has it blocked. And now Huntsville with the basketball. And it's Russano. Over to Ennis. And now to Cole. And back out top to Ennis. Jordan Ennis, top of the key, being guarded by Quincy Adams. And now pass over to Russano. Back out to Ennis. Ennis puts up a shot, misses. And coming down with a rebound is Jordan Oliphant. Back out top. And they work it around to Russano. Puts up the shot, gives it off to Oliphant, and Cubs come down with a rebound, Roderick Martin, and trying to dish it off to Traylon Kelly, and Kelly couldn't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. And so we're minute 18 seconds left, no score here in the first quarter. And inbounds pass by the Hornets. Working the ball up the court is Chris Rossano. He's a junior. Being guarded by Traylon Kelly, who's one of the juniors. And shot put up and missed by Colin Cole. Now back out top. We're looking three. Now drives the in the hole and puts it up and in for two. And that is Brett Butler with the first basket of the game. And Huntsville takes a 2-0 lead. Now comes with the basketball. Adams working it up the court as his pocket picked. And now back the other way. And it's Cole. And Cole has his shot blocked. And Huntsville, they're trying to pass through the ball away. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Clock has stopped with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And now Brennan with the basketball. Jaden Hebert bringing it up. Hebert with the pass off to Kelly. Kelly for three, misses. And Huntsville comes down with a rebound. And a whistle, and going to get a travel call on Huntsville. Took a few too many steps. And so now it'll be Cub basketball once again. Majid with the inbound pass to Adams. Adams walking slowly up the court. Now he gets it across midcourt. Going to pick up the speed a little bit over to Majid. And Majid going to fire up a three. He misses. And Hornets come down with the rebound. And it's Jordan Ennis driving. Passes the ball back out to Cole. And he was going very... Oh, Ennis did keep it from going out of bounds. And now baseline gives it to Butler once again. And Butler with two more points. And it's 4-0 Hornets. Cubs bringing the ball up the court. Adams over to Martin. Kelly driving. Passes back out to Majid. Majid thought about a three, and then he passed the ball off to Hebert. Now back out to Majid. Three-pointer in the corner, and he nailed it. Big-time three-pointer there by Duad Majid. And it's 4-3. And looks like Hornets won an early timeout, so we'll take it with them. And be back in 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And back we go. Cubs with the basketball. Martin puts up the shot and misses. And rebound. And we got a whistle. And that's going to be on Traylon Kelly. That'll be his first foul of the night. First team foul on the Cubs. Right now as we come back here, we got 4:15 left to play in the first quarter. Huntsville leading Brenham 4-3. And referee just missed a traveling call on Huntsville. But they're going to call him for carrying the ball anyway. So, well, they missed one infraction, but we at least get the other one. And so Majid will inbounds it for the Cubs. Quincy Adams with the basketball. Being guarded by Ennis. Give this to Roderick Martin. Martin going to fire up a three. Oh, he just missed it. And Traylon Kelly, good hustle there. He comes away with the rebound. He did a good job of chasing down that loose ball. And now a whistle. And let's see what this is. And Jordan Ennis going to call for a foul. That'll be his first. And so Kelly will bring it in for the Cubs. 3:44 left to play here in quarter number one. And Kelly gets it into Adams. Adams now top of the key trying to set the offense for the Cubs. He gives it over to Hebert. Now over to Kelly. Kelly driving, and he was trying to lay it up, and he overshot it. And so still a 4-3 game. Huntsville with the basketball. And Rosano top of the key being guarded by Hebert. And they're working around to Ennis. Ennis being guarded by Adams. And passes off to Rosano. Thought about a three and now gives it to Ennis. And loose ball on the court. And referee's going to say it was still Huntsville. I didn't see anybody from Brenham touching that one. But they're going to say it went out on one of the Brenham players. And so Butler with the inbound pass. And he puts up a three, misses. Kelly with the basketball up ahead. And overthrew the pass. He was looking for Hebert. Huntsville got a 4-on-1 fast break on Adams. And they put it up and in for two. And it was Colin Cole with the basket, his first of the night. And it's 6-3, Huntsville. And Quincy Adams driving, puts up the shot. Misses, but does draw the foul. And that's going to be on Jaden Harrell, who's entered the game for the Hornets. It's now to put Quincy Adams at the free throw line. Adams, a dual sport athlete, also played on the Cub football team this year. And he knocks that one home. Now let's see if he can cut it down to a 1-point game if he can hit the second free throw. And he does hit them both. And so Adams with 2 points now. And it's a 6-5 game. Cubs just trailing by one with 2:32 left to play here in the first quarter. We didn't even have the cold weather hit. And they're all, both teams are starting off cold tonight. And hopefully if they get out there, we can heat it up and make things a little more interesting. And bringing the ball up the court. This is Chad Johnson, who's checked in for Huntsville now. And comes also with some subs as well. We'll get that momentarily. As Rosano, top of the key. Passes the ball off. They were going for Oliphant in the middle, and they had the ball stolen away. Chad, and laying it up and in for two is Jaden Hebert with his first basket of the night. And the Cubs have taken the lead 7-6. And turnaround jumper for two for Huntsville. That was Chad Johnson. And it's 8-7. And checking in for the Cubs, Lane Smith in there now. And passes over to Hebert. Hebert puts up the shot. And it's going to be a foul call. I believe that's going to be against Rosano. And that is, it is against him. And that's his second. As Hebert goes to the line. Looks like Ennis getting set to check back in for Huntsville. And Hebert misses the first free throw. Yeah, we got Rylan Lewis and Lamarion Roberson checking in. And Hebert with the second free throw, and he hits that one. So Hebert with 3 points now. Yeah, we're all tied up at 8 apiece. And in this at the top of the key. Going inside to Hudson, Chris Hudson, who's in there now. And now back out to Johnson. Down to a minute to play. And three-pointer attempt misses. Dennis tried to get the put back. And Hebert comes away with a rebound. Fast break. And Smith, the machine for three. And he missed. Smith tried to come down the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Let's see if it was on Smith or the Huntsville player. That was Chadrick Rogers who was guarding Smith. And it is Cub basketball. And Majid driving, puts up the shot, misses, and rebound by the Hornets. And Johnson has the ball stolen away by Hebert. Hebert driving. And he's going to put up the shot, misses, but there's going to be a foul called. And so Hebert will go back to the free throw line. That's going to be on Chad Johnson, his first. And so Hebert at the line. Trying to put the Cubs back in front. Clock has stopped with 31.7 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And Hebert nails the first free throw. And Adams checking back in. Majid going to get a break. And Kelly coming in. And Smith coming out. And misses the free throw. And so the Cubs have a 9-8 lead. Oh, he gets it back on the rebound. Puts up the shot. Misses. And another foul. Oh, no, that time it's going to be an offensive foul. And that'll be on Hebert. That'll be his first. And so 27 seconds left on the clock. So Huntsville right here, if they want to, can play for the last shot. And it's bringing the ball up the court, being guarded by Adams. Cubs with a 9-8 lead. Driving the lane, and we're going to get a whistle. Not really sure what that was, but they inbound it. Oh, that was a foul on Lamarion Robeson, his first. Three-pointer attempt missed, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. And our score is the Brenham Cubs 9, the Huntsville Hornets 8. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
We're back with the start of the second quarter. Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 9-8 in this District 17 5A matchup. Quincy Adams with the basketball, and he gives it to Traylon Kelly. Kelly fires up a three, misses, and it's Jordan Ennis coming down with the rebound. Huntsville bringing the ball up the court now. And Ennis will give it off to Rusano. Puts up a shot, misses. Kelly with the rebound. Adams bringing the ball up the court. comes this evening without the services of Chris Guidry. Need to find out what happened on that front. And back the other way. Ball stolen by Hebert. Hebert driving. A whip for the dunk in. Got the dunk and the foul. Fans coming to their feet for a little showtime here in the gym. And Hebert going to have a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. That was on Ennis. So that for Ennis, that's his second foul. And Hebert hits the free throw. That gives him 7. And Cubs lead it 12-8. And Ennis going to fire up a 3, misses. Rebound by Olafant. Gives it over to Rosano. Rosano going to Cole. And Cole puts up the shot and misses. Or excuse me, that was Ennis. And we get a whistle, and it's going to be a foul on the Cubs. That's going to be on Traylon Kelly. For Kelly, that's his second. And so Jordan Ennis at the free throw line, and he hits the first one. And Chris Hudson checking in. And Chris Rosano will check out. And he hits both free throws. So that'll cut the lead down to 12-10. Cubs still up by 2. We have 6:46 left to play here in the second quarter. And pass by Adams and went out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of one of the Huntsville players. Or, well, I thought they had signaled Huntsville, but no, it's going to be giving Huntsville the ball here. And Hornets bringing the ball up the court. And it's with the basketball. Working it over to Colin Cole. Cole gives to Butler. And three-pointer try. And Hudson misses. Long rebound. And another 3. And that one rims out. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was out on Huntsville. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Tattles of the inbound pass to Hebert. Clock down to 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Hebert drives, pass the ball off to Adams. Adams, he drives, has his shot blocked, and a foul called. And foul is going to be called on Chris Hudson. That'll be his first. And Quincy Adams going to the free throw line. And Adams is still a perfect. Now 3 for 3 on the night from the line. And he missed the second one. Oh, well, we may be getting let's see. And a call for a lane violation. Somebody on Huntsville jumped a little too early. And so Adams wiped that one off, and Adams will get another try. And he still missed it. And so Huntsville coming down with a rebound. And it's working the ball up the court. We got 5:45 to go until halftime. Gives it to Butler. Butler over to Hudson. Now back to Ennis and back to Butler. And ball stolen away by Hebert. And he's going to jam it home for 2. Jaden Hebert now with 9 points. Cubs extend their lead to 15-10. And Cole with the inbounds pass to Hudson. Hudson wants to run with it. Now he's going to stop, trying to fire up a 3, misses. And a rebound by Adams. Cubs now running back the other way. And Adams going to stop, pull up. puts up a little floater, misses. And a rebound. And that's going to be on Jaden Hebert for an offensive foul. That'll be a second foul. Don't need him in foul trouble with Guidry out. We need, he's our main scoring punch. And Huntsville with the basketball. Cole passes the ball off to Ennis. Back out to Cole, and now a three-pointer by Chad Johnson. And it gives him 5 points. And makes it a 15-13 game. Cubs up by two with 4:40 to go until the half. And Adams bringing the ball up the court. Mazid to Kelly, and Kelly nearly had the ball stolen away. And over to Martin, back to Adams, inside to Kelly, and Traylon Kelly puts it up and in for two. Kelly with his first basket of the night. And it's 17-13 Cubs. We have 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Three-pointer attempt by Johnson. He misses. Hebert with a rebound. And was going for Kelly. Ball knocked out of bounds. Went off of Ennis's fingertips. And it's a little Cub basketball. And inbounds pass to Adams. Over to Majid. And it gives to Martin. Martin went for a turnaround, and they're going to call him for traveling. I think he's almost trying to do his own variation of the Dream Shake. For those of you remember back in the Elijah One days. Good times, good times. And now Huntsville with the basketball. It's Rogers, and up top of the key, misses. And Ennis, and we're going to get a foul underneath the basket. And foul's going to be called on Quincy Adams. That'll be his first. 13 foul on the Cubs. And now checking back in will be Lane Smith, and Traylon Kelly will get a break. Inbounds pass to Ennis, and he puts it in for two and also draws the foul. And foul's called on Quincy Adams. That's his second. So Jordan Ennis at the free throw line, and he missed. Rebound by Majid. Cubs with a 17-15 lead. Down to 3:15 left to go in the second quarter. And Adams nearly had the ball stolen away. It went out of bounds. And let's see who they're going to say touched it last. They're going to say Huntsville touched it last, so it'll be Cub basketball. And Lane Smith going to inbound it over to Jawad Majid. And he didn't watch where he was grabbing, and Majid stepped on the line. Costly turnover for the Cubs. Now Kelly going to come back in. And Majid going to come out and get a breather. Huntsville with the basketball. Colin Cole over to Jordan Ennis. And back out top of the key to Rogers. And over to Ennis. And Rogers fires up a three, misses, and Martin comes down with a rebound. Up ahead to Adams. Adams back to Martin. Martin driving, went for the layup, missed. And we get a whistle. Looks like a foul was called. Offensive side on Lane Smith. So that'll be his first foul and 15th foul on the Cubs. And that means that the Hornets will get to go to the line. Jaden Harrell will be at the free throw line for Huntsville. Trying to see if he can narrow this gap. And he does hit his first free throw. Makes it a one-point game, and Lamarion Roberson checking in. Roderick Martin going to come out. And Butler coming back in for Huntsville. And he hits them both. And we're tied 17-17. Now the 2:20 left to go here in the second quarter. And Hebert passes back out top. Smith fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by Harrell. Huntsville now trying to retake the lead on this possession. Cole. Harrell trying to set a pick for him. And now another three-pointer, misses. And Hebert comes away with a rebound. Hebert up ahead to Kelly. Kelly trying to lay it off the glass. And Hebert knocks it in for two. And that'll give Hebert 11 points in the game. And bound the other end, we got a foul call on Quincy Adams. And for Adams, that'll be his third. And that'll send Brett Butler to the free throw line as Ryland Lewis gets set to check in. Clock stop with a minute 40. And so with three fouls, Adams will have to sit out the rest of the half. Which there's only a minute 40, so it's not too bad. And he misses the free throw. Yeah, it's 19-18. Hebert bringing the ball up the court. And just works his way through and lays it in easily. Up and in for two. And Jaden Hebert now with 13 points. Cubs leading at 21-18. Huntsville back the other way. Over to Butler. Butler to Cole. Top of the key is Johnson. Johnson going to put up a three. He misses. And we're down to less than a minute. Butler got the long rebound over to Rogers. And we're going to get the timeout taken by Huntsville. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, as we come back here, we've got 53.7 seconds left in the second quarter. Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 21-18. And Huntsville with the basketball. It's Colin Cole Over to Brett Butler, and now around to Chad Johnson. Back to Cole. Well, are we going to lose possession? He does lose possession. Ryland Lewis with the basketball. Over to Hebert. Up and in for two. And Hebert now with 15. And it's 23-18 Cubs. Down to 20 seconds. So Huntsville play for the last shot here. Johnson top of the key. In guarded by Lewis. At 5 seconds to get a shot off, and Butler just flings it in the air, and he almost hit it, but falls short. And so we have reached halftime, and the Brenham Cubs lead the Huntsville Hornets 23-18. Back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we come back here to the half, the Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 23-18. And for the Cubs, they won the first quarter 9-8. Scoring got off a little bit slow, and then they kind of picked up there in the second quarter, and Brenham ended up winning that 14-10, and that's where we stand right now. And for the Cubs, leading scorer is Jaden Hebert. He's got 15 of those 23 points. Also, Dawad Majid and Quincy Adams with 3 points apiece, and Traylon Kelly with 2 points. As far as fouls go, Quincy Adams with 3, Jaden Hebert and Traylon Kelly with 2 each, and Lamarion Roberson and Lane Smith each with 1. Over on the Huntsville side of things, their leading scorers are Brett Butler and Chad Johnson. They've each got 5. And then Jordan Ennis with 4. And then they got 2 points each from Colin Cole and Jaden Harrell. And as far as their fouls go, Chris Rusano and Jordan Ennis, with 2 fouls. Chris Hudson, Chad Johnson, and Jaden Harrell with 1 each. Yeah, that's kind of where we stand right now. Just got a score in. The Brenham Combat soccer team got a win tonight, and 1-0. That's their first district win. So congratulations to the ladies on that. And hopefully we get some good news later on from the boys' soccer and then also from the Combat basketball team. And give us some good news here tonight. And then also on the Burton teams as well. So we'll see how that goes. And meantime, once again, the score right here, 23-18 here at the half. And for the Cubs, just got to stay the course. They're playing good, really good defense. Huntsville really hasn't shot the ball well tonight. And so we'll see what transpires here in the second half. But right now, Jaden Hebert's been on fire. And just if it were me, just keep feeding him the ball is the real simple strategy there. And, yeah, we got, let's see. On then coming up, I think next week we'll be back. On Tuesday night, we'll be back with the Cubettes. And that'll be right here at the Brenham High School gym. As they and I think it's A&M Consolidated, if I'm not mistaken, on there. So that should be a good matchup as well. Hopefully, Cubettes can pull off the win tonight, and then that way they would be in good shape as far as the playoffs go. It won't be too much longer. I think it's just a couple more weeks, and then we'll be talking playoff action. And so fingers crossed. It'd be so great for these ladies because those of you that know about the program, it's been down in the dumps for a long while. And if they could get in the playoffs, especially this year, that would be just absolutely huge. So I'm definitely pulling for Coach Evans and his crew. I know when I talked to him on Sportsline, he talked about changing the mentality, and it all starts with winning. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back with the start of the second half. But first, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, getting ready for the start of the second half, the Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 23-18. And everybody filing out of the locker room and getting ready to get this one back underway. And this would be, especially because the first time around, the Cubs lost to Huntsville in Huntsville. So it would be a big confidence booster for the team if they could pull this one off. And, oh, by the way, morning show tomorrow, Craig is off and I'm off. And so Josh will be in there doing the news, but you get to take a listen to the new, K-Tex morning team. They're going to be filling in for Craig tomorrow, Cowboy Dave and Tiffany. And, so give them a listen. And, it's Tiffany Taylor, right? I think. And so be sure you listen to them tomorrow morning on the KWHI Morning Show. They'll be there to have a little fun with you along the way. And how about Dave with his new show with the Cowboy Dave's Classic Rewind? That'll be starting a week from Sunday, 5 to 7 on KTX 106. And now we're back to action here. Huntsville gets the ball first. And the reverse look now is Huntsville's going right to left. Brenham will be going left to right. And driving the lane, puts up the shot and misses. Loose ball on the court. Nennis comes away with it. He'll pass the ball off to Cole. Good. And shot was blocked by Kelly. Nennis got his own rebound. Puts it up, misses. And Martin comes away with it. Martin Abed to Quincy Adams, and Adams over to Hebert. Hebert driving, reverse layup, misses. A little too hard off the glass there. And now up ahead to Butler. Butler fires up a three. Martin comes down with a rebound, and now Cubs with the basketball. Goes over to Kelly. Kelly tried to lay it up, misses. And who's going to come up with it? And Kelly comes with, puts it up again, misses. And a rebound taken by Huntsville. Three-pointer is short. Air ball for Cole. And that'll stop the clock there with 6:55 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs with a five-point lead. And Adams bringing the ball up the court. Now trying to set the Cub offense. Adams top of the key being guarded by Risano. Now try to give it to Majid, deflected by Risano. Now over to Ennis. Ennis puts the shot up and in for two and draws the foul. And foul is going to be on DeJuan Majid. That'll be his first. And that will send Jordan Ennis to the free throw line. And he hits the first, or hits it. It's a 3-point play the old fashioned way. We're down to a 2-point play, 2-point game again. 23-21 with 6:14 left to go here in the third. Adams up ahead to Martin. And Martin drives, puts up the shot, and misses the shot, but we're going to get a foul called. And it's going to be on Jordan Oliphant. That'll be his first. And so Roderick Martin will go to the free throw line. And it's a Martin at the line. And Roderick misses the first one. He'll get one more shot. Waiting on the official. And he makes the second one. And so it's 24-21. Martin gets on the scoreboard now. Down to 6 minutes to play here in the third. And three-pointer attempt off the mark by the Hornets. And a foul call. That's going to be on Jordan Ennis. And for Ennis, that's his third. Kelly with the inbound pass to Hebert. Hebert bringing the ball up the court. And he'll lay it up and in for two. Jaden Hebert now with his first basket of the second half. And he's got 17 points. And that one is, Martin saved it from going out of bounds, almost landed in the scorekeeper's lap, and ball stolen away by the Cubs. Adams bringing up the court, he's wide open for three, and he knocks it home. Quincy Adams with a big three-pointer, and that gives him six in the game, and increases the Cub lead to 29-21. And we got 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Butler with the basketball now over to Ennis. And it's over to Butler. Butler puts up the shot and misses. Loose ball on the court. Oliphant puts it up. And we got a foul called on Hebert. That's his third. So they didn't count the basket there. And Hornets will take it from underneath their own hoop. Clock has stopped with 4:45 left to go here in the third. And Adams nearly stole the inbounds pass. And Ennis, reverse layup, up and in for two. And for Ennis, that's 9 points now in the game. And it's 29-23. Cubs still with a 6-point lead over the Hornets. Hebert to Adams. And that one stolen away. He was trying to go to Majid, and the pass was tipped by Ennis. Ends up in the hands of Butler. And we're going to get a whistle on the other end. And we're going to get a foul call on Roderick Martin. And for Martin, that's his first. Inbound pass to Ennis. Puts up the shot, misses. And Cubs come away with a rebound. That's Quincy Adams. Adams over to Hebert. Back out to Kelly. To Martin. Martin put up the shot, missed. And now Huntsville's got a 5-on-3 fast break. They give it, three-pointer attempt is short by Hudson. Loose ball on the court. Who's going to end up with it? And finally the ref calls a jump ball. And so the jump ball will belong to the Cubs. Clock stop with 3:46 to play. Inbound pass to Majid. Now back to Adams. Adams being guarded by Ennis. Driving the lane. Tried to lay it up and missed. And Huntsville comes down with a rebound. And it's time to go coast to coast. Pass the ball off. And it's taken away by Kelly. Kelly up ahead to Adams. Adams puts a shot up and in for two and draws the foul. And that's going to be called on Brett Butler. That'll be his first. Adams now with 8 points. And checking back in is Lane Smith. Traylon Kelly will get a break. And he sinks that one. Gives Adams 9 points. And the Cubs increase their lead to 32-23. 3:08 left. And we're going to get a whistle again. And it looks like an offensive foul on the Hornets. And that is on Jaden Harrell. That'll be his second. Adams bringing the ball up the court for the Cubs. Over to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Harrell. Harrell gets it up ahead to Johnson. And three-point attempt by Hudson, and he hits it. And for Hudson, that's his first three of the night. And we get a whistle. Cubs leading at 32-26. And let's see if this is a full or a 30. And just going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Cubs leading at 32-26 here. We're in the third quarter. Good to see the turnout here tonight at the Brenham High School gym. Taking in the game here tonight. Especially when it's supposed to be dipping down into the freezing area this evening. So make sure when you throw an extra blanket back on the bed, if you are like me and you never took it off after the last one. because you knew this was coming. But at least the weather, the rain part pushed off, so we won't have to worry about ice and other freezing precipitation with this. And inbounds pass, Adams to Hebert. Cubs leading at 32-26 with 2:35 to play. We're in the third quarter. And Majeed back to Hebert. Hebert cross court to Smith and now over to Adams. Hebert trying to set a pick there. And Adams driving the lane, puts it up and in for two. And Quincy Adams now reaches double digits. He's got 11 points. And up, Johnson puts up a shot and misses. Ennis with the reverse layup misses. Gets his own ball back and foul called. And that is going to be on Lamarion Robert. I missed him. He checked in. But Roberson, that'll be his second foul. And that will send Ennis to the free throw line. And Ennis hits the first one. That'll give him 10. And he becomes the first Huntsville player to reach double digits tonight. And Lewis going to come in and give Adams a break. And they missed the second free throw. Ennis comes down with it. Got a minute 45 to play here in the third quarter. Cubs lead at 34-27. And three-pointer missing by Johnson. Cubs come down with it. And now it is Hebert driving, puts up the shot and missed. And rebound is by Johnson. Over to Butler. Butler, long range three, he misses. Rebound by Harrell. Gives it over to Hudson. Hudson going to put up a three, and he hit it. And that cuts the lead now back down to four. It's 34-30. Cubs with a four-point lead. Got 50 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Hebert being guarded at the top of the key by Hudson. And foul call. Or are they going to call a... Call a violation on... A five-second violation on Hebert. Coach Andrews not happy with that call. It's an awfully quick whistle on that. And down to 30 seconds. And Butler inside. Harrell puts it up and in for two. And Jaden Harrell has 4 points now. 20 seconds left. Cubs can play for the last shot here of the quarter. And Lewis with the basketball over to Hebert. Down to 8 seconds. Out to Smith. Smith drives back to Hebert. Hebert puts up the shot and draws the foul. Clock stops with 2.7 seconds left. That was calling Chris Hudson. That's his second. And Jaden Hebert will go to the line. And he hits it. And Smith and Roberson coming out. Kelly and Martin coming back in. And Hebert makes them both. He's got 19 points on the night. And fires up a three, air ball, and that is the end of the third quarter. With our score, the Brenham Cubs 36 and the Huntsville Hornets 32. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
And we come back here, start of the fourth quarter. Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 36-32 in this District 17 5A match. Majib fell down and Brett Butler with a three-pointer. And we're down to a one-point game. 36-35. Majib with the, that's Adams with the basketball. Adams, Majid, Hebert, Martin, and Kelly on the floor for the Cubs. Martin puts up the shot and misses. And up ahead, they got Butler on the fast break. And gives it to Ennis. Ennis misses the shot. Back to Butler for, in the corner for three. Rim rattler won't go. And Martin pulls down the rebound. And now over to Hebert. Up ahead to Kelly. Kelly lays it up, misses the shot. And now Huntsville with the basketball. We're down to 7 minutes to go in the game. And three-pointer by Hudson. He misses. Rebound by Majid. And we're going to get a whistle. And they're going to call a foul on Majid. That'll be his second. Huntsville with the basketball. Harrell over to Jordan Ennis. And coming toward the basket was Hudson. Now back out top, three-pointer, misses. And coming down with the rebound is Adams. Over to Martin. Martin almost lost it, tried to give it to Hebert. Knocked out of bounds. Who's it going to be on? And it's going to be called on Huntsville, so it'll be Cub basketball. Cubs will get it underneath their own hoop. And Johnson comes out. Olafant comes back in. Inbounds pass to Hebert. As we're down to 6:20 to play. Adams top of the key. Cubs leading by one, 36-35. We're in the fourth quarter. And Martin puts up the jumper, and he banks it off the glass for two. Roderick Martin with his first basket on the night. Puts the Cubs back up, 38-35. Now Jordan Ennis, top of the key for Huntsville. Over to Johnson, now to Butler. And going inside, and turnaround jumper, misses, and a foul call. And it's going to be on Traylon Kelly. And for Kelly, that's his third. Elephant. And going to the free throw line is Chris Hudson. And he hits it. Thank you. And he knocks it home. And that'll make it once again a one-point game, 38-37. Chris Hudson now with 8 points off the bench for the Hornets. And now comes with the basketball. Hebert driving. Puts the shot. Oh, he missed the shot, but he is going to get to go to the free throw line. And foul is, who are they calling it? They don't have a 20. That's on 23. That's on Chad Johnson. That's his second. And Hebert at the line. He hits it. That'll give him 20 points on the night. And make it 39-37. And he makes them both. And Cubs now go back in front, 40-37, 5:23 left to play. And it's top of the key. Tries to go inside to Oliphant, and Oliphant puts it up and in for two. That'll be his first basket of the night. And we're once again down to a one-point game. Adams over to Martin. Martin driving on Oliphant, and Martin puts it up and in for two. And Hot Rod now with 5 points. 42-39 Cubs. And this gives it up to Butler. Back out. And a whistle against Huntsville. And an offensive foul that time. And that's on Brett Butler. That's his second. So it'll be Cub basketball here. Clock stop with 4:37. And Adams will inbound it to Smith. Back to Adams. Adams gets across court. Over to Martin. Cutting inside, trying to go to Kelly, and Cubs lose the ball. Back to Huntsville. Up ahead. Hudson thought about a three. Wasn't open, and now Ennis for three. He misses. And Hebert coming away with a rebound. Gets it up ahead to Adams. And to Martin. Martin passes off, and now we're going to get a whistle there. And that is going to be on Chad Johnson. For Johnson, that's his third foul. Kelly looking somebody in belly, gives to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, and a foul call. And that is going to be on Jordan Oliphant. That's his second. And so Roderick Martin will go to the free throw line. And Martin with the free throw attempt. He misses the first one. And he'll have one more. And he misses them both. And ball knocked out of bounds by Huntsville. And the Cubs will maintain possession. They're trying to knock it away from Kelly, and they do, but knocked it right into the padding up against the wall. Inbound pass to Hebert. Hebert puts up the shot and draws the foul. And it's going to be on Chris Hudson, his third. And so Jaden Hebert will go to the line. Hebert with 21, looking to add to that. Cubs lead it 42-39. And he misses the first one. Down the stretch is not where you want to be missing free throws. You need to knock those home. and he misses them both. And now a foul. That'll be an offensive foul on Traylon Kelly. So Cubs missing two golden opportunities there to add 4 points. They missed all 0 for 4 on those free throw attempts. And the score remains 42-39 with 3:50 left to go in the game. You just hope that doesn't come, not one of those things that comes back to haunt you. And pass around to Hudson. Hudson over to Oliphant, and traveling called against Huntsville. And so ball will belong back to the Cubs. And Quincy Adams bringing the ball up the court. We got 3:19 left to play. Cubs up by 3. And I was looking for a hole. Good defense by the Hornets, and stolen away by Ennis. And it's up ahead to Butler. Butler for 3. He misses. And ball taken by Lane Smith. And he'll drive. Puts up the shot and misses. And Martin gets it. He misses. Hebert up and in for 2. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. Big shot there by Jaden Hebert. And we got a fuller 30 on the time. It is going to be a full timeout. So we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, as we come back here, got 2:45 to play. Cubs lead at 44-39. And driving the lane, floating up and in for 2 there is Chad Johnson. Johnson now with 7 points, and it's 44-41. 2:30 left. And Adams bringing the ball up the court. Adams passing the ball back out. Traylon Kelly for 3, misses. And ball knocked out of bounds. And it is going to be off of the Cubs, so it'll be Huntsville basketball. 2:14 and counting. Cubs leading at 44-41. And Oliphant over to Butler. And back out. And it's thought about a 3. And Johnson puts it up for 2. Misses. And a rebound by Kelly. And Hebert with the basketball now. Down to 1:50. Cubs clean at a 3-point lead. And Hebert lost his footing. Huntsville with the basketball. Puts up the shot and misses. By Johnson, knocked out of bounds by Ennis, and so it'll be Cub basketball. Clock stop with 1:34. We are coming down to the wire here with this one. We knew it would be. Adams bringing the ball up the court. He drives the lane. They leave him open. Oh, he missed the layup. And we're going to get a foul call anyway. And foul is on Jordan Oliphant. That's his third. It's a Quincy Adams to the line. Adams with 11 points so far tonight. Cubs need to knock down the free throws. Yeah, stop to clean up. Got a little too much sweat, I guess, in one spot, and so they're wiping it up. And Adams misses the first one. And Adams ready with his second free throw, and he misses them both. So 0 for 6 in free throws here in this last couple of minutes for the Cubs. And Huntsville with the basketball. And Ennis puts the shot up and in for two. And now Coach Oliphant off the bench wanting a timeout. And let's see if this is going to be a full or a 30. It is a full, so we'll take it with them and be back. Cubs lead at 44-43. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Back we go, a minute and four. Cubs lead at 44-43. Jaden Hebert with the basketball. Up ahead to Roderick Martin. And down to 50 seconds. Martin driving. Puts a shot up, misses. Got his own rebound, and let's see what the call is. It's going to be off of Martin, and it's going to be Huntsville basketball. And now Huntsville wants a timeout. And it's gonna be a full timeout, but we just came out of one, so we're not gonna take another one. As Cubs lead at 44-43. Jaden Hebert, leading scorer for the Cubs, 23 points tonight. And then you also have Quincy Adams, who's got 11 points as well. But what really costly here down the stretch is Cubs not being able to hit their free throws. They've missed their last six free throws, and you just have a hard time when you can't hit your free throws. It's hard to win a game, especially one that's been as close as this. I mean, I don't think anybody's gotten a double-digit lead the whole night. Everything's been single digits. And that's when it wasn't tied up. This one coming down to the wire. 43 seconds and counting. Ennis over to Butler. Back to Ennis. And over to Johnson. He hits it. And so it's 45-44. And back the other way to Adams. 25 seconds. Dubs might be playing for the last shot here. Gives it to Hebert. Back to Adams. Adams up and in for two. Quincy Adams, and now 10 points. It's 46-40. And they had a call for carrying the ball. And it'll become basketball with 8.1 seconds left. And now it's just going to, Cubs hold it here.
Today the Justice Department releasing an avalanche of files.
And Dwight Magina will inbound the ball for the Cubs. Gives it to Adams. And a quick foul there by Huntsville. Stops the clock with 7.1 seconds left. And for Jordan Ennis, that's his fourth foul. I'll send Quincy Adams to the line. Cubs need him to hit at least one of these, preferably both. And he hits it. And for Adams, that's 14 points now. Makes it 47-45. Two-point lead for Brenham. And he misses the second one. And Huntsville gets possession, and Coach Oliphant wants a timeout. Stops the clock with 6 seconds left in the game. And he's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. And this is coming down to the wire, as we said. Comes with a 2-point lead. They need to hold them for 6 seconds to preserve the win. And it is, this will be the fifth straight win for the Cubs. And puts them right back in the there in the thick of the district playoff race. And now Coach Andrews wants a timeout, so playing the mind games here. And he wants a full timeout, and so we'll take the timeout, but we're only going to do 30 seconds. So let's hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, we come back here. Cubs leading at 47-45. We got 6 seconds left, and it's going to be Huntsville in possession of the ball. And let's see what the Cubs come up with here. Trying to hold them to no basket here. If they can, they would get the win. Huntsville needs 2 to tie and 3 to win. And inbound pass to Ennis. And he's going to pass the ball off. Ball stolen away. And that is it. The Cubs win it. 47-45, the final score. The Brenham Cubs upset the top team in the district, the Huntsville Hornets. And what a big win here tonight. 47-45, your final score. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham.
Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score. The Brenham Cubs win it 47-45 over the Huntsville Hornets. And now also double celebration because Jaden Hebert tonight just went over 1,000 points for his high school career. So congratulations for Jaden Hebert. And meanwhile, for the Cubs, just a great win tonight after really in the second half there, it was all Huntsville actually outscored them 27-24, but luckily Cubs had grabbed such a big enough lead in the first half to where they were able to hold on and get the win. Jaden Hebert, the big score tonight, 23 points. Quincy Adams with 14 points. And so the Cubs get the big win over Huntsville. Five straight district wins. They had started district 0-3 and now five in a row. And congratulations to the Cubs. Great night tonight. And still four more district games to go. So let's see where this thing leads us. And in the meantime, that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. I want to thank Elizabeth back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning us in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You have been listening to the broadcast of Brenham Cubs basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score was Brenham Cubs 47 to Huntsville Hornets 45. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, and good night, everyone.